Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this festive episode of the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. My name is Jeff Westover, lead music mixer at the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas, the Internet's largest year-round Christmas community, where we have been making merry now for nearly three decades. This episode of the Merry Little Podcast is brought to us by ChristmasPodcast.com, a new effort to bring the best of Christmas podcasting online to you. We can account now for nearly 200 available Christmas podcasts covering everything from Christmas movies and music to foods and decorating and everything in between. Well, how do you sort through them all? Well, that's what ChristmasPodcast.com is all about, putting them all in one place, organizing them by type, and showcasing ratings and surveys that helps you find what you want to listen to when it comes to a Christmas podcast. It's a new project, a quickly changing project, and one you can access right now at ChristmasPodcast.com. This episode is one of our traditional editions. We do the new music episode every year because we receive song submissions and review requests from artists of all types year-round. Now, if you're here to catch a free play of some of the latest stuff from big-name artists, well, we're sorry to disappoint you. We showcase the big names sometimes, but this episode is more about the indie artists and lesser-known Christmas creators who write and perform their stuff far from the bright lights of L.A. or New York or Las Vegas. This is what makes this episode a personal favorite of mine. Instead of an established artist cashing in on an old Bing standard of Christmas, these are the risk takers, those who pour their heart and soul in the creation of new music that features Christmas. We relate to these folks, and we're happy to share their great work with you, and we're grateful for them. In this episode this year, we seem to have found a common theme, one I tried to articulate in our last episode of the Merry Little Podcast titled Let It Be Christmas. One of the things I love about doing this episode is that we get all kinds of music. And this episode is like putting together a playlist of old. Back in the day, kids, we had to put music mixes on tape, which meant either recording off of live radio, or if we were really sophisticated, which I thought I was, we'd patch all the equipment together so that if it came from a record or an 8-track or whatever, we could transfer that to a custom mix, put on a cassette tape, and I still have hundreds of my old mixes on tape. My favorite thing was to go from Mozart or Bach to Bon Jovi or Def Leppard on the same tape several times. I can remember one time my dad had to borrow my car with one of these tapes in it, and the reaction he gave me after of hearing one of my tapes was priceless. Well, the spirit of that is back in this episode. You're going to hear quite the variety. But regardless of the musical style, I think this year showcases a lot of unity in feeling. We are all feeling Christmas this way in 2020. It's 2020, a year from hell, frankly, and we need some Christmas, and we believe that this episode, through the music of these great people, really delivers. We will kick it off with an original song from Suddenly Flying, a trio of songwriters who feature works of a positive nature. This upbeat tune is titled Home for the Holidays, and it features UK crooner Christopher Weeks.
Going home for the holidays, home for the holidays, fa la 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 la. I'm going home for the holidays, home for the holidays, fa la 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 la. I can see all my family and friends decorating the tree. I hear them singing our favorite songs, and they're all there waiting for me. I'm going home for the holidays, home for the holidays, fa la 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 la. la 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 la. Moonlight sleigh rides with stars in our eyes, skating hand in hand. The town is wrapped in a blanket of snow. It's a winter wonderland. It's time to forgive and forget, leave our cares in the past. Hold on to the love that we share, it all goes by so fast.
Was Home for the Holidays by Suddenly Flying. And by the way, we know the podcast here goes out via various platforms out there, so many may not actually see the show notes, which are kind of vital to this episode. Please visit our website at marypodcast.com for the notes from this episode, and that will give you all the links to these artists. Now, please remember, these are hardworking folks who are graciously allowing their music to be shared here on the Merry Little Podcast, and we'd be thrilled if you can support them. Most have Christmas albums to support these selections that we're featuring here, and we want you to go to those sites and listen to those albums and to buy them in support of these artists, and I am not shy in recommending that. Last year, I was contacted by an artist named Harper Denhart. I heard the album that she put out, or the music that she put out last year, and there was just something about her and her voice that struck me. And well, I blew it with her. Her song came in during the rush of the season, and I just lost track of it, only realizing it after the season was over. Fortunately for me and for us, Harper has not only forgiven me, but has given us a real gift this year. Now, this episode is not about reviews. It's about sharing, but I invested in Harper's playlist on YouTube of her new album called Songs of Hope and Light. Now, these are all original works, and like the one we're about to share, these are simple, heartfelt songs. This one, however, I think is special, and it speaks to all of us who've had a hard time in 2020, and I really appreciate it. This song is called When This Is Over.
Cold air, bare trees, wasn't it just spring when all the world stopped suddenly? How is it snowing now? How did the year slip by and take so much away? When I think of what we've lost this year, it takes my breath away. Is it Christmas time? It doesn't feel that way. They say to just hold on and try to take it day by day. We smile under cloth now, sell off from far away. And when this is over, we'll be okay. When this is over, it's easy to say. Sometimes I wish we could fast forward through the hardest days. Memories of past Decembers linger in my mind, but now is what we have. Now is all we have. And so I light a candle, I write a card, and bake those cookies I never had time to. And when I hear you laugh, it makes Christmas feel new. There's still joy to find in a hard December, too. If tears come, I will let them flow for people that we've lost and for the memories we won't let go. And when the moments come where the light slips in, I'll take them and hold them every chance I can. When this is over, it's easy to say, but I've decided to stop wishing the time away. We have hopes and dreams for next year, but right now there's just today. And now is what we have. Now is all we have.
Our next song is fun. It comes from Amanda King's Christmas CD titled It's Christmas. Joey Melotti produced this album, and Joey is Barry Manilow's music director as well as a top-notch composer and arranger. Amanda King is one of those artists who not only records but also performs regularly, and she's got a show that she's doing virtually this year that I think would be a ton of fun to go to. I say that because we've received a couple of her songs and we wanted to use them all this year. I went to her website and watched all of her videos, which are all of her in live performances, and I think a full night of Christmas with Amanda King would be a kick. She's got an all-Christmas show coming up on December 18th called A Very Happy Merry Holiday with Amanda King and Friends. And it'll be streaming live for all of us not in Las Vegas, and we think that's the coolest thing that she makes available online. If you don't have a Christmas music event to attend to this year, this one looks to be a swinging good time. Her website is amandaking.com, and you can access more information about her and her event via the show notes we have available for this episode at marypodcast.com.
Christmas tree, mistletoe and holly, gather with your family, because it's Christmas time. Friends have come from far and wide, hands holding in the fireside, children fighting sleepy eyes to watch for Santa's sleigh. It's Christmas. Christmas time is here. It's Christmas. Cold wind brings you close to me. Through the snow we're riding. No place that I'd rather be, because it's Christmas time. Snow touched starlight in your eyes, walking with your hand in mine. Christmas time is here. It's Christmas. Christmas time is to me. Through the snow we're riding. time. Snow touched a light in your eyes, walking with your hand in mine, leaving all our cares behind. I'm so glad to say it's Christmas.
We've heard the story of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day a few times here on the Merry Little Podcast, but 2020 just seems to be the year to reconnect with this song, and Jim Brickman is the right man to do it. Now, you might claim that Jim Brickman is one of those artists we said we wouldn't feature on this episode, and you'd be right. Mr. Brickman has been around for years, and he's delivered a lot of outstanding Christmas work. I consider him an A-lister when it comes to Christmas music, a pretty major performer. But here's my reasoning for including him in this episode. First of all, his folks reached out to us and said, you've got to hear this. And that wasn't a sales pitch. That was saying that this is music for our time. And this is one of the miracles of Christmas music. It is, as this old song showcases, so completely timeless. Now, this is piano music, so it's contemplative. And if you're going to think during this song, I want you to consider the story of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who did indeed write the poem that helped to create this song. He did indeed bow his head in despair as he surveyed the chaos of the Civil War and the very personal price that he and his family were paying for world events that were not of their making. He created this message of both angst and redemption. And Jim Brickman captures it perfectly. Yet another great cut from his new album called Soothe, Volume 6.
Thank you.
Now let's change gears. Jack Temchin is a songwriter responsible for some of the Eagles' biggest hits, and he's released a new Christmas song called The Gingerbread Man. And there's a cool backstory to this one. In Jack's family, there's a recipe for gingerbread that has been passed down for generations. And by that I mean from the 19th century, when gingerbread was by far the most common of Christmas cookie traditions. This song is based on that fun family tradition. In conjunction with this great song, Jack is making the recipe available, and there's also a new children's book that goes along with the song. How's that for making your art personal? Here's Jack performing The Gingerbread Man.
Little old lady and a little old man make themselves a gingerbread man. Before they could eat him, he said, I gotta go. Ran out the door and into the snow. The dog tried to get him and the goose did too. He said, ha, 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 is that the best you can do? They tried to catch him with all their might. In the blink of an eye, he was out of sight. Look at him go, yeah, look at him fly. Red candy buttons and a green bow tie. Run, run as fast as you can. Catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Rode across a river on a fox's back. The fox planned to have him for a midnight snack. He said, Mr. Fox, if you turn me loose, you can find a nice fat goose. Look at him go, yeah, look at him fly. Red candy buttons and a green bow tie. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. A mustache, put on some pants, became a jazz musician in Paris, France. Every night with a real hot band, they play a little song called The Gingerbread Man. Look at him go, yeah, look at him fly. Red candy buttons and a green bow tie. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Ooh, yeah, me, oh my. Red candy buttons and a green bow tie. Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man.
Music with a message is something that is resonating all over this year, and I'm sure it was on the mind of artist Tim Bowen, who's featured in this next song titled Darkness Won't Prevail. This is a message of hope, a Christmas song that celebrates God, and it's so appropriate for 2020. This is part of a new Christmas album Tim has put out at eternalfriendsmusic.com, where you can preview the whole album of uplifting Christmas celebration.
A light that shone in darkness, it burned so bright for eyes to see, and those that followed found a baby, the long-awaited Savior King. Earthly powers tried to slay him, filled with arrogance and greed. There had always been a purpose rise again and set us free. And so we hope through tears of suffering for the day when all will be made right, because the light of love became Emmanuel. Know the dark the shadows of our shame. Spirit comforts in our sorrows and shows us purpose in our pain. And so we hope through tears of suffering for the day.
Next is Ron Patton, who is my kind of artist. He contacted us way back during the months of summer, and he gave us a variety of new Christmas music to choose from. There is a passion from Ron, not only for music, but also for Christmas, and we really appreciate it. He has composed this original tune, titled Home for Christmas, and it features the debut of Rachel Warren, a vocalist with great warmth.
Covering the trees, it takes me back to when I was young. It feels the same, except for one change. come our way. A cozy, nice and soulful we two, holding you close under the mistletoe. All that I want is you. One thing is clear, this time of year there's no place else I would rather be. Exchanging gifts, what's better than this? I'm home for Christmas. Family will be here, coming from far and near. Can't wait to see them all tomorrow. We'll sing along to each Yuletide song, just because it's Christmas.
Our next featured song is actually a world debut. The first time this song is being featured anywhere is right here on the Merry Little Podcast. So we're excited to share it, and we expect to cut after it becomes a huge hit. This is a cover from a song that was on the Carols for Cure compilation Christmas album of 2017. It's performed for us by Leah Belfazer and her new album, Crossing Hermes Bridge. This acoustic Christmas song sends a message of holiday cheer. We hope you enjoy it.
Well, it's Christmas, the best time of the year. All my friends and all my family are near. Stack of presents underneath the big tree. I wonder what you got for me. We're gonna carol all our favorite songs, drinking cocoa by the fire all night long, getting cozy in our Christmas snuggies. I wonder what you got for me. Did you find some fancy paper? Did you wrap it with a bow? Did you get me front row tickets to my favorite show? Did you spend a lot of time? Did you really think it through? Like I thought about you. 'Cause it's Christmas, it's a time full of cheer. Grab your honey, keep the mistletoe near. Got you something I can't wait till you see. I wonder what you got for me. Christmas, it's a time full of cheer. Grab your honey, keep the mistletoe near. Got you something I can't wait till you see. I wonder what you got for me. I wonder what you got for me.
Sometimes you just need a little soul for Christmas, and we've got a good dose of it here for you. And we've had it already this year from Luke McMaster, who we have featured a couple of times this year on the Merry Little Podcast. This is all from his new album called Christmas Presents, and I'm doing it again because, well, I've really enjoyed this album, and I think you'll like this great new rendition of Let It Snow.
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Selection just gives me laughs, and it brings back the image of Gus Polinski, the polka king of the Midwest, as portrayed in Home Alone. Funnier still is that this song comes from the real polka king of the Midwest in the form of Mike Schneider. He brings us this hilarious song about Christmas kielbasa, which is a Polish sausage that is traditional in a lot of places at Christmas. Now, I don't know if you've ever had Christmas kielbasa, but I have, and it's great. But this song relates to just about anyone who, well, overdoes it a little bit at Christmas. Here's the Mike Schneider Band.
Hey, hey. I ate too much kielbasa on Christmas Day. I ate too much kielbasa, guess what I weigh? I got on the scale, it went twice round the red. If I don't stop eating, I might wake up dead. Oh, Christmas kielbasa, my favorite food. Christmas kielbasa, yum yum, so good. Christmas kielbasa, I eat till I'm stuffed.
Christmas, kielbasa, I can't get enough. The kielbasa made me feel not so well, but what's one more bite? Oh, what the... So I called my doctor, he said this first, don't feel your best, well, it must be the worst. But Christmas kielbasa, my favorite food, Christmas kielbasa, yum yum so good. Christmas kielbasa, I eat till I'm stuffed, Christmas kielbasa, I can't get enough. Called the hearse, so sickly I was, so I must go now. You know it's because of Christmas kielbasa, my favorite food. Christmas kielbasa, yum yum so good. Christmas kielbasa, I eat till I'm stuffed. Christmas kielbasa, I can't get enough. Come on, everybody sing. My favorite food, Christmas kielbasa, yum yum so good. Christmas kielbasa, I eat till I'm stuffed. Christmas kielbasa, I can't get enough. Christmas kielbasa,
Christmas kielbasa,
oh, Christmas kielbasa, I can't get enough.
And it is only on the Merry Little Podcast where we could go from soul to polka to now gospel. We've been fortunate to feature already the music of Joanna Jones this season. She's an American Idol alum who's put out her first Christmas album titled It's Christmas Time. This is all original stuff, and it features Joanna's range, and in it she collaborates with several people, including a great choir in this next one. I've listened to the whole thing, and it's got all the Christmas feels. Here's her song, Follow That Star.
Follow that star to the edge of the night. Follow that star to the edge of the night. You gotta follow that star as it burns so bright. Follow that star, let it change your life. It was a dark and cold December, all around the fire's embers, oh, there was a light that shone. And everyone knew this was different. The wise men started on a mission down the road and through the cold. Follow that star, let it change your life. Little shepherds slept in silence till an angel lit the sky with praises, with praises. Told them of the holy child, said that he would save us all. The Lord.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
The question we always receive when we do this episode is why we don't do more of them. Well, there's a process to this, and it can take quite a while to clear all the hurdles between the artists, the PR people, and the attorneys. It's literally a four-month process to put out this episode. And this year's been extraordinarily heavy with Christmas music, and I'm thinking that these musicians and artists are, like the rest of us, putting a lot of time in home offices and studios these days. We do have more to share, and we'll try to maybe get another episode out this Christmas, especially seeing that we've received more than 40 new submissions in the first part of November here alone anyway, and I don't see it slowing down this year. So if you are an artist with music to share, please visit our website at merrypodcast.com to submit your song. Or if you know of an artist who might want to be featured on the Merry Little Podcast, just drop me a note at jeff@mymerrychristmas.com or jeff@merrypodcast.com. And if you would be so kind, please review this episode on our site at merrypodcast.com or at christmaspodcast.com. Like the folks we featured in this episode, we live on the reviews and suggestions that you give us and appreciate your ratings on our sites or wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. For the entire family at the Merry Forums of mymerrychristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.